Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal and Tess, and we're holding the middle of Sim Yud Aleph. So he gave the example of a holich derech, that a person who's a holich derech does not need a new bracha as he's going along. So he says, "V'chein lokot peiris v'lechel." A person is in a field and he's planning to go and pick the fruits. So he's working in the field, and he wants to eat as he's working. Alvagav she'enam roya. So that person, as he's moving through the field, he's moving away from his original place. Does he need a new bracha or not in that situation? Now, in the case where he goes from one field to the next and the fields are enclosed, so the enclosure of the field makes it like one big makum, so there's no problem moving for anywhere in the field. And B, going from one field to the next, which are both enclosed, would be a problem. That's like going bias to bias. But here we're talking about an open field where there's no enclosure at all. So what defines a makom? So since he had intent when he started to move around this area, so therefore, alvagav she'enam royim makomim harishon, even though they can no longer see the original place, and we can't use the heter of roya makomo, bein machmas shehayilonos mafsikim, bein machmas richuk haderech, that could be true either because there are things which are blocking his vision, or because he's moved so far away that he cannot see the original place. So either way, there's no need to make a new bracha. So we have this concept of halach derech and the person who's in the soda, that since the original plan was to move around, they never were kaveya makam, they did not have a place, so you cannot call it shini makam when they leave the place. So the halacha shini makom does not apply, and there's no need for a new bracha. Okay, now, the Chayyarim continues in Simeon Yud Beis. Hoyam alakit b'mokam echad la'ochla makan, v'nimlach la'helach imoy u'la'ochla b'derech. A person was busy working in one part of the field, and he figured he had said that he had enough work to do just to work over here, and then he was going to eat over here as he's working. And then he changed his mind to move away. So what about over there? So there's din of shini makom, because he really was settling in one place. But there's no bayis, there's no cheder, there's no walls. It's an open field. So what is the definition of makom in that regards? So then the chayyarim applies the concept of ro makomo. So we said, like we said before, that the chayyarim compared this to the lachos that we had in the Mishkan, when it was in the city of the place of Shiloh, that a person was allowed to eat Kashim Kalim, any place which could see the Mishkan. That's all considered the area around the Mishkan. So over here as well, he was Kaveya Makam. He said he wants this part of the field, but as long as he can still see that part of the field, that's still called the same Makam. So Kolzman, Sharoya Makama Harishan, Ein Tzarech Levarech, as long as he can still see the original place, there's no need to make a bracha. So even though there is a makam, it's not considered sheni makam until he moves out of sight. Makam shena roya, but if he can no longer see, bein machmas hefsek ilonis, bein machmas merchach haderech tzarech levarech. If he can no longer see it, then that issue could be whether because he is so far away or because there's something blocking, but you cannot consider it the same makam anymore because they're not sharing any the fact that they're visible with each other. So how does he know that this thing of mafsik takes away the status of makam? We can understand that whatever a person can see in one area, that's called the same makam. Maybe the fact that something blocks the vision, but really it's all around the same area, maybe that's all one makom. He says in the parentheses, he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim, which talks about again by Mishkan Shiloh, where the Gemara says explicitly, regards to Mishkan Shiloh, if there is a hefsik in between, so it's problematic and it takes away the din of Roet. Okay, so that's an important concept that the Chayyarim is introducing over here, that Roya allows him to maintain his place. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the scenario was a person planned to eat the whole thing here, and then he was nimlach. But if his plan was to eat some here and then continue, so he never really was kaveya makam 100% over here. It's not a significant makam enough that would have a din of being arker makamai. So if a person is kaveya, he plans to eat in the house, then he plans to leave. We said, I'm sorry, that doesn't work. Right? That's not considered halach derech. He's eating in the house. So even though he had plans to go outside, it doesn't work. But in a case where he was outside in this, and he was semi-kaveya makam, because he decided to eat it here, so there's some element of kaveyas makam involved, but not a true, full amount element of kaveyas makam. So in that situation, if that was the plan, so that would not be a problem of shini makam. So going back to our scenario, a person would stop along the way and say, let's have a bite for a few minutes while we're waiting for everybody to come back from the bathroom. Let's sit down on the picnic table. But the intent was to then pick up and go back in the car and continue. So even though the person is not Roy Makomo, so that's considered a halach derech, and there'll be no need to make a new bracha. Okay, Rav Hashem, we will finish off the second part of the Chayodim, the Simon, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.